The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 16th Chapter, text number 21, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on July 11th, 1974, in Los Angeles.
Translation: Are you feeling compassion for the unhappy women and children who are left forlorn by the unscrupulous persons? Or are you unhappy because the goddess of learning is being handled by brahmanas addicted to acts against the principles of religion? Or are you sorry to see that the brahmanas have taken shelter of administrative families that do not respect brahminical culture?
Rakshamana striyaur vi bala. According to Vedic culture, the first protection to the cows, to the women, to the brahmanas, to the children, and to the old man. This is the first business of the government, to give protection. Practically, there is no criminal charge against them. Against a brahmana, against a woman, a child. Suppose a child steals something, who is going to prosecute him? It is not taken very seriously. They require protection. They should not be given freedom. Like a child is not given freedom. Similarly, freedom, of course, there is. Protection means, to some extent, no freedom. If I want to protect the child, then I sometimes say, don't do this. That is one of the items of the protection. So, here, description of cow killing is already done. Now, in this age, Kali, these things will be lacking. First thing is that no protection for women. Women require protection by the father, by the husband, and by the elderly children. But that is now finished. Practically no protection, they are under the name of so-called freedom loitering in the street. It is a very abominable condition of life. Now these things are very prominent in the Western countries especially. In India they are still dragging the Vedic culture. So, women are given protection. The father gives protection to the woman, child, and up to 16 years, at most. Then she must be married. The father's duty will be finished when the daughter is given to a suitable boy to take charge. That is marriage system. Marriage system is that it is necessary for social equilibrium, and it is the duty of the father to get the daughter married to a suitable boy. And when she is married, then the father's duty is finished. Unless she is married, the father's duty is not finished. This is Vedic culture. It is called konna dai. Konna means daughter. And dai means obligation. Konna dai. There are so many debts. Putrareen, pitrireen, devareen, bhutat. Devursi bhutapta ninang pitrina. Nayang rini na kinkara rajan sarvatmana the saranam saranam gato mokandam parihuttu kartum. We have got debts to so many people. First debt is to the demigods, just like the sun god, moon god. They are supplying heat, light, the Varuna, in this material world. We have got so many debts, but people do not care for it. Just like we are receiving light from sun, but what we are paying to the sun, therefore you remain debtor. This is basic idea. You are getting this electricity, if you don't pay the bill, how long you will be able to use it? After some days the connection will be cut up. But although you do not pay any bill to the sunlight, because it is the order of Krishna, it is giving us light. But how long it will go on? This is sinful. If you take something from a person and if you do not repay, that is sinful. Reen, it is called reen. So there are so many debts, first to the demigod, then to the rishis, saintly persons, because we get knowledge, Vedic knowledge from the rishi. We must be debtor, guru-reen, debtor to the spiritual master, to the sages, to the saintly person, because we are getting knowledge from them. Therefore the Vyas Puja is there. Once in a year, the disciples are worshipping the spiritual master and trying to repay that he has received from the spiritual, the Vyasi Bhuta. Similarly, in our ordinary dealings also, you are my friend, I am your friend. You are getting some help from me, I am getting some from you. We are debtors. Obligation. Devasi bhuto apto. Apto means relatives. Our family. We are indebted to the father, mother, elderly family members. In this way, we are implicated with so many debts. Devasi bhuto apto ninam kitrina. So you can liquidate the debt. Simply, because it is practically impossible, therefore, if you take shelter of Mukunda, Saranam Saranyam, be worthy of taking shelter. If you take shelter of anyone else, he cannot give you protection. And Krishna says, Aham tva sarva pape bhama khoishyami. If you cannot liquidate your debts, you become sinful. But if you surrender to Krishna, Krishna says, sarva dharma an parityajya mamekam saranam bhaja aham tva sarva pape bha mokkhayishyami. I shall get you released. This is one side. And from spiritual angle of vision, but from material angle of vision, reen, debts, you can become insolvent. I cannot pay. If you apply to the court, I do not know whether this act is there in your country. In India, there is insolvency act. If one is debtor, then is asset. Then he submits to the court that I have got so much asset and I have got so much debt. So people may not harass me. The court may divide amongst my creditors, whatever I've got. This is called insolvency. So court decides that he has got $1,000 debt, but he has got only $100. So that $100 is divided. You take this and be satisfied. He is not. That is called insolvency. That is in terms of debts. But so far, the debts of the daughter, it is not debt, it is called dai, konna dai. Debt you can take insolvency, but dai means it is so obligatory, there is no such question that you can get relief from it. It must be it. That the word is used, konna dai. Still, in India, the process is, as soon as the girl is grown up, the father is very anxious to find out a suitable boy and hand her over. Then, so that protection will be finished. It is already finished. At least in the Western country. There is no obligation of the father how to get the daughter married. Therefore, the question is, whether you are lamenting that in this age of Kali, these things will happen. Cow slaughter, no obligation for the daughter and bala, children. They are also not taken care of. Not only that, they are taken care of, but now a child or baby is being killed. This is Kali. This is Kali. And how one can be happy? So many sinful activities are going on. How they expect to become happy? It is not possible. Therefore, it is being asked. But whether you are thinking of all these things, and therefore you are unhappy. So where man becomes unhappy. Paradukha, especially Vaishnava. Vaishnava has no problem for himself. And he has many problems for others. Because a Vaishnava, that is Vaishnava. Unhappy by seeing others unhappy. That is Vaishnava. That is first class Vaishnava. Paradukha dukhi, like the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by his practical example, he was a very learned scholar, many students, very respectable. He was so respectable in Navadvipa that in one night he collected 100,000 of people to challenge against the Qazi's judgment. Civil disobedience. Qazi acted against Sankirtan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu challenged, now tonight we shall perform Sankirtan with 100,000 of people. And 100,000 of people gathered together and chanting and went to the house of Qazi. So the examination, he was at that time hardly 20 years old. But how much influence he had, that simply by his order, 100,000 people collected and chanted Hare Krishna mantra and challenged the Qazi. You are forbidding, we shall continue. Do whatever you like. So, this is his popularity. And Lakshmipriya, the directly the goddess of fortune, wife, most beautiful, young wife, and 70 years old mother, so he has got obligation. But still, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Vaishnava, paradukha dukhi, that is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Takva sudhistato surep sitarajala king dharmishthaya arjabachasa jadagadarannam. He had no business to touch sannyas. At very young age, only 24 years old, with such nice family, a good wife, mother. In a family where there is good mother and good wife, that is happy family. And one who has no good mother and good wife, then it is hell. This is Vedic culture. The Chanakya Pandit said, Mata jasya grihe nasti. If somebody has no mother at home, bhajya cha priyavadini, and the wife is very harsh, dealing with the husband, not very properly. Arannang tena gantartam. He immediately give up that and go to the forest. This is Chanakya Pandit. What is the use of such nonsense house? Mata jasya grihe nasti. Bhajya cha priyavadini arannam tena gantadvam jatharannam tathagriham. For him, the home is as good as forest. Therefore, there is no family system. Everything finished. It is the only Krishna consciousness movement trying to bring back Vedic culture so that people may be very happy. It is not a business, it is not a religious sentiment. It is a program to make everyone happy. Sarve sukhina bhavantu. This is Vedic culture. Now that I exploit you, you exploit me, I cut your throat, you cut my throat. This is not human society. And this has begun already. Because you cut throat of the animals, you are very expert cutting throat. Now you'll cut throat each other. This is it. So, a sober man thinking all this, downfall of the human civilization, he becomes very unhappy. This human civilization, human being, human form of life was given by God or the nature for cultivating Krishna consciousness, spiritual. That is not possible in the lower form of life, animals, the cats and dogs, and this is an opportunity given by nature's law. Now we get this body. Now you understand your position, what you are. To understand that you are not this body. So long in the lower grade of life you are under the impression that you are body, the cats and dogs. They do not know that the body and soul is the body. That it is the human form of life to understand that I am not this body. That education begins in the Bhagavad Gita in the beginning. Dehi nasmin yatha dehi. Dehi means the possession of the dehi is within the body. Not the body is the person. But no education. Throughout the whole scientific world, university education, there is no concern that I am not this body and soul. Such a foolish, restless civilization in the name of advancement. No protection for women, no protection of children, no respect for Brahminical culture. Say, this is the animal civilization. Polished animal, that's all. Otherwise, it is not civilization. That is Vedic culture. Therefore, and another thing, Brahmana kule kukarmani. Kukarmani. Ku means bear and karma means what? So, they are very much proud. You have no such thing here because here there is no question of Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Everyone is the same. So, but India is still there are four classes of man. Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Here it is in Kali Yuga that Kukarmani of Brahmani, Rajakule, Kulagra. Brahman and Kshatri, Brahman means the persons learned, very intelligent, Vedic culture, knowledge in Vedas, Sama, Dhamma, Titiksha, Arjava, these are the Brahminical qualifications, control the senses, control the mind, very clean, Sama, Dhamma, Titiksha, tolerant, Arjava, simplicity, these are the Brahminical qualifications. Then Jnanam, full knowledge, not that I am talking of becoming a Brahmin, but I have no knowledge. There is not allowed. Brahman must be very much learned. There is Brahman is another title is Pandit. Pandit means very learned. Panditji. Where is our Pandit? He's not here? This is civilization, this is culture. So, at the present moment, There is no respect from Brahmin. It's like we are trying to make our disciples perfectly men of character. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, no meat eating. And people will take it very lightly, they laugh. Because they do not know what is Brahminical culture, what is the perfection of human life. So all these are happening and will continue to happen till the end of this age, very, very dangerous. We must always consider. Don't be allured by big, big highways and skyscraper buildings with full advertisement of wine and cigarette. This is not life. This is not life. Life, here is life. Let anyone come and compare this life in this temple and outside. This is life. So be careful that this material world is itself dangerous. Especially in this age of Kali, it is dangerous. It is stated in the Shastra, padang padang jada vipadang. Every state there is danger. This is the position. Maya is so strong that you should always expect simply danger. But if you become Krishna conscious, you can overcome this danger. Padanga padanga jada vipadanga na tesham. It is not, this dangerous position is not for them. Who? Samasita ji padaballabam plavam. Who has taken shelter of the lotus feet. It is a great ocean, just like the Pacific Ocean. It is just like a great ocean, big ocean of ignorance. As in the ocean, if you go, even on a boat, it is always dangerous. Similarly, we are in the ocean of material civilization. There is always danger. But if you take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, Parampadam, then you overcome the danger and you go back to home, back to God. Thank you very much.